Chapter 9. What's Love Got to Do with It? Initiation, intimidation, stigmatization, isolation, helplessness, and self-blame depend on a terrifying reality of child sexual abuse. Don't worry about things like that. That could never happen in our family. How could you ever think of such a terrible thing? Don't let me ever hear you say anything like that again. The average child never asks and never tells. Roland Summit, from The Child Sexual Abuse Accommodation Syndrome. How do we organize our thinking with regard to individuals like Marilyn, Mary, and Kathy? And what can we do to help them? The way we define their problems, our diagnosis, will determine how we approach their care. Such patients typically receive 5 or 6 different unrelated diagnoses in the course of their psychiatric treatment. If their doctors focus on their mood swings, they will be identified as bipolar and prescribed lithium or valproate. If the professionals are more impressed with their despair, they will be told they are suffering from major depression and given antidepressants. If the doctors focus on their restlessness and lack of attention, they may be categorized as ADHD and treated with Ritalin or other stimulants. And if the clinic staff happens to take a trauma history, and the patient actually volunteers the relevant information, he or she might receive the diagnosis of PTSD. None of these diagnoses will be completely off the mark, and none of them will begin to meaningfully describe who these patients are and what they suffer from. Psychiatry, as a subspecialty of medicine, aspires to define mental illness as precisely as, let's say, cancer of the pancreas or streptococcal infection of the lungs. However, given the complexity of mind, brain, and human attachment systems, we have not come even close to achieving that sort of precision. Understanding what is wrong with people currently is more a question of the mindset of the practitioner and of what insurance companies will pay for than of verifiable, objective facts. The first serious attempt to create a systematic manual of psychiatric diagnoses occurred in 1980 with the release of the third edition of The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the official list of all mental diseases recognized by the American Psychiatric Association, the APA. The preamble to the DSM-3 warned explicitly that its categories were insufficiently precise to be used in forensic settings or for insurance purposes. Nonetheless, it gradually became an instrument of enormous power. Insurance companies require a DSM diagnosis for reimbursement. Until recently, all research funding was based on DSM diagnoses, and academic programs are organized around DSM categories. DSM labels quickly found their way into the larger culture as well. Millions of people knew that Tony Soprano suffered from panic attacks and depression, and that Carrie Matheson of Homeland struggles with bipolar disorder.